Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Burt Show.
I feel like I'm being backed into a corner that is bordering on disrespectful if I don't remember who this dude is at this point. Because here we are again.
He really wants you to remember. And I think it's so interesting that it was such a monumental moment for him. And you don't even remember it at all.
I hate that dude. I hate that. No, I don't hate that dude. I hate that, comma. Dude.
Yeah.
Right. So if you missed this story, I was in a business meeting and there was a guy who was very excited to tell me his story about a time that he almost had a business deal with Burt. And he said that I think this was in 2011. And at the time, I didn't have all the
information. That's a big year for you.
2011?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that when you joined the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Which makes,
no wonder why I forgot it.
I forgot the whole year.
You're going through a lot. You're going through a lot.
Which makes sense because he starts pulling out pictures and showing me pictures of you guys together at an event. And I guess that's the event where he met y'all.
And you pinpointed what the event was?
Yes. So we were there he invited on behalf of Burt's Big Adventure. And it's not called Opera anymore, but it was a location in Midtown called Opera.
It was 1150 before that. I don't even know what it is now.
Because I remember the outfit. Like, I remember the jumpsuit that I was wearing. And I remember Bobby from Burt's Big Adventure was there. And so we were hanging out upstairs. Because, like, the way Opera is set up, it kind of, like, has this upstairs where you overlook down, kind of like you're in like opera boxes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were upstairs, but as far as the reason why we were there,
oh, man.
No idea.
And tell your man that your dude that I left so many brain cells in that place when it was 1150 and opera that please don't take it personally.
No, I did. He wasn't offended at all.
He should be.
He wasn't, but he did once. He was like, man, maybe this will help jog his memory.
Now, after you told me about the dude, I went online. I even told you. I looked at all his pictures. I don't recall his face. I don't know who he is.
So I'm trying to see if you would actually remember the rapper, because that's what this story centers around. There was a rapper that he signed because he had a label at the time with, I think, 11 artists. And one of these artists was apparently a very good rapper that you both swore up and down would be the next Eminem. That's
so he played me something. I'm like, this dude's got the goods, man. What do I got to do to get in on this project?
He said you were all in. He said you were super excited about this guy and you were going to bring him on the show and y'all were going to try to push his career to the next level. And unfortunately, apparently at some point, the guy relapsed because he got so excited about the opportunity that was in front of him. And he ended up naked on running on the highway. And that was how his story ended. And the dude was so embarrassed that when you text him one day to say, yo, whatever happened with the rapper, what's going on? He didn't even respond to you. He just ghosted you because he didn't know how to tell you what happened.
So it was the rapper that snapped, got naked, ran down the streets of Atlanta. I even Googled running down street of Atlanta naked 2011, and there's nothing online.
No.
You couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it.
So I asked him, I told him I need some more information. And he did say that the name of it was, he said it was actually 2012. I thought it was 2011.
This changes everything.
He said,
the rapper of 2012.
He did say it was at Opera Nightclub.
Yep.
And he said you guys were invited by a company called Intrigue. I don't know if that rings any bells. But then I said, well, you got to find something on the rapper. I think maybe that'll help jog his memory. So I have.
Was the rapper performing there and that's why we were there?
I don't know if he was performing and I don't think so.
I never went to opera to see somebody specifically. I went there to be sinful.
Yeah, the way he told the story, it was as if that was a separate night. That's just where y'all met.
Okay.
And
oh,
that's
okay.
When he started talking to Burt about this rapper. So I have an audio clip of the rapper rapping at the time that might help jog your memory. And I sent you an email of the picture of the rapper. Apparently his name was Mateo.
Oh, Mateo!
Okay.
I do kind of remember this. Yes.
Oh, my God. I do remember this.
Do you really remember?
No, I really do.
Because we, obviously, if Bert was going to do this for on, like, we talked about this in post-show meetings, right? Like, this was, I friggin' remember this
I
now.
I do. Now, I'm looking at the video you're saying. It looks like a young Morgan Wallen, to be honest with you. I don't remember what he looks like, but I do remember the name.
You do remember the name?
I do remember the name.
Was he like a child rapper first? Was that the kid who like went viral as a child rapping like Matty B?
I don't know.
Do you guys remember Matty B?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Looks like Matty B to me, grown up.
Here's a clip of him rapping if this helps.
Okay.
Are you ready? Now, here we go. I'm a cool type of cat, always wearing a black hat with a little purple attached on the back, on the strap, and on the bill. I got a father named Bill who begs for ramen noodles. I told him to send me the bill.
Was he freestyling there?
I think so.
What you doing now?
Oh my gosh, I have emails.
You do?
I have emails.
Come
That's
on.
Crazy. I just searched my Gmail. So from, oh no. Sorry, I got to go back. Keep talking, and I'm gonna do some digging.
Is it M-A-T-E-O?
M-A-T-E-O, yep.
Uh-huh.
That's how you spell it.
All right, y'all keep going, and I'm gonna figure this out.
He said that the last time he spoke to him was a couple of years ago. He has a family now. He seems to be doing really well, but he's not doing music anymore, but he hasn't been in contact with him since.
Hmm.
I have nothing in my email from a Mateo, but I do remember the name, man. I don't remember your dude, but I remember the rapper's name.
Yeah, he said, y'all thought he was going to be it, man. Like, he was really good, apparently, and he was, like, the next thing coming.
I am so sorry, because I got really excited. I do have Mateos, but I don't have that Mateo.
No, you do. Please don't take it personally, man.
No,
you know
all
the brain cells I have littered around this city in scenarios like that. But if we talked sober, and I was excited and brought Kristen into it, I totally believe the story.
Yeah,
I mean, it's 100%.
No, he said y'all were definitely excited about it. He's more disappointed that it didn't work out, but he doesn't care that you don't remember.
That is so funny.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.